The West Live. The West Live with Jenna Clark. Brought to you by Neds. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858. The Wild West.
Benno. Oh, God. He's gone behind Ben O'Shea. He's gone behind. He's done a behind the back crack today.
How are you doing?
Good.
Good, mate. Jeez, how are you?
Yeah, look, I'm getting there. I'm getting there. The good news is the results of my COVID test are back. I do not have COVID.
Oh, but, good news. Excuse me,
but I do have some sort of chest infection. So we'll muddle through the best we can.
Oh, mate. Well, look, one thing that'll make you feel better is to talk about Pizza Hut and Gero. What's happening
up there? Exactly. I think McGowan needs to institute a hard border around Gero. But we actually spoke about this bloke a while back. There was a fellow who was unhappy that Pizza Hut took a little bit too long to make his Super Supreme.
Yep.
And he went on a rampage where he smashed up a couple of the Pizza Hut outlets, sort of electronic payment systems,
uh-huh.
FPOS machines. Did a few $5,000 worth of damage, so which is no small amount of money, and so he's fronted court and has told the magistrate that he's extremely embarrassed about his behaviour, and his lawyer blamed the wild rampage on his cannabis use.
Munchies will do that to you, I've heard, allegedly,
reportedly. Exactly. So as well as smashing up the FPOS machines, he jumped onto the service counter, was screaming, carrying on. He picked up one of those charity tins full of coins, threw it across the store, all because his pizza was taking a little bit too long. He yelled out at the staff, "I hope you die," that's a bit over the top. I don't care how long you've been waiting for your pepperoni pizza.
No.
But there's no excuse for that sort of behaviour.
Do you think, isn't there a limit, though, how long you got to wait?
I mean, if you have to wait more than 20 minutes, it's free or something like that?
Free, yeah.
But a 20 minutes in drunk time is like 2 hours, though.
Yeah,
2 minutes.
Exactly.
Now, a Kalgoorlie bloke, they're getting over the old diggers and dealers. What's happening up there this week?
Yeah, well, I don't think this guy was any part of diggers and dealers.
Uh-huh.
I'm not entirely sure what this guy's profession is, but there was a bit of a disturbance, and police attended the scene, and they saw this bloke, this 39-year-old, who was standing there with a can of bush chook, mm-hmm. and they asked him to put down the can of alcohol. Uh-huh. He has then lost the plot, told the police officers where to go in not very polite terms, and he's walked off. Despite them telling him very clearly to stop moving, has picked up a child's scooter, which he's found laying nearby, and then proceeded to smash up the police vehicle with it.
Oh, mate. No, that's not ideal.
No, not ideal. Like, it's, just put the bush chook down.
How long in the clink is he facing?
Well, so he was lucky that he got a suspended imprisonment order, I think.
Mm.
But with the magistrate saying, definitely got some alcohol issues that you need to address here, bro. He's got
that was in the official transcript.
Did he really call him bro?
No, that's probably, I just added that bit in there. But, you never know, out there in the gold fields, maybe a magistrate would do that.
Yeah.
So he's got to stay clear of any sort of trouble for the next 6 months, or he'll be behind bars for 8 months. He also fined $850.
Oh, that's an expensive. God, that'll buy you a lot of blocks of bush chook.
Yeah, that's right. Not to mention the kids' scooters.
Yeah.
Did they get sort of detail how much sort of damage he did to a police car with? How much damage can you do to a police car with a scooter?
Well, he smashed the windscreen, so the water cost you to replace a windscreen.
Oh, okay.
A few hundred bucks.
That's a lot.
It's more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, lucky he didn't get tased.
Oh yeah, that wouldn't have been nice at all.
Should
have though.
There's a few people walking around that should be getting tased. People standing on Pizza Hut counters for a start.
Yeah. Rather than safe buttons, they should have those kids at Pizza Hut should have tasers that they can zap poorly behaving customers. Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. Ben O'Shea, go get well. Have a lovely, restful weekend.
I will.
We'll see you in the wild.
Some lemon and honey warm drinks.
Oh. And don't come near the office.
Yeah, done.
You take care, my friend. We'll see you in the Wild West next week.
Talk to you then.